Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Сердечно вас вітаю у нашої русинської релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпше русинське співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and temporarily archived on my SoundCloud page. Go to SoundCloud.com and look up my name, Dean Paloka, or the tag Carpatho-Russian. As I said, my name is Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, June 23rd, 2019. Summer is upon us, and tomorrow is the feast day of St. John the Baptist. In the Russian homeland, they have their own celebration of the summer solstice. Today it is called Ivangen, which means John's Day. Tomorrow is the feast of the birth of St. John the Baptist. It is a pagan tradition that carried on into Christianity. We bless flowers tomorrow on St. John's Day, and traditionally, the Russian people would go and gather different flowers. The girls would get flowers, put them on their heads as a sign of availability to the men. They would also extinguish all fires within the village and build a brand new vatra somewhere in the village, and then take those fires home with them. They needed strength for the upcoming harvest, so they would jump over top of the vatra, and you would also do this with your fiancé, and if you did not drop hands as you jumped over the fire, you would have a long marriage. We're going to go to Jakubiane in Spiš County, where the women and men from the group Kechera will tell you a little more about Navšia Toho Jana on St. John's Day.
Дівчата, уж прийшли хлопці. Та поďme прескакувати соботку, бо смоті, яке уж велике огні, бо гнез найдовша ніч, гнез Сватого Яна.
Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351. Or please send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. russinradio@c-rs.org.
Zaśpiewam na wysokim chorym, ja sobie zaśpiewam na wysokim chorym, to mi hołas pide, ej, to mi hołas pide.
If you are looking for a book, please consider From the Pew, Conversations on Faith from a Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Layperson's Perspective. This book is written by CRS member Sergei G. Mahaly Jr. It is a rare writer who can communicate the movement of God in their heart in a way that people can identify with. Sergei Mahaly is one such writer. To him, God is not some far-off deity that descends from the high planes of theology, but rather someone who loves us and talks to us in the stillness of our hearts. In this book, Sergei describes the footprints of God in his life in a simple and intimate way, so that you can recognize them in your own life too. Through his writing, you will see how involved God is in your life when you recognize that Sergei's experiences with God are experiences we have all had, but maybe did not know what, or rather who, was talking to us. So that is From the Pew, Conversations on Faith from a Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Layperson's Perspective, a paperback written by Sergei G. Mahaly Jr. This book is available on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com and look up by author Sergei G. Mahaly Jr. That's Amazon.com and the book From the Pew, Conversations on Faith from a Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Layperson's Perspective, by Sergei G. Mahaly Jr.
Так тихо не шпіваш, шагавши дівчила, шпівачи любила і днями, ноцами, шагавши дівчила, шпівачи любила і днями, ноцами. Млада думала, а на кого бім ще гнівала, час не співа ночки, болем прима мочки, кожний день, час не співа ночки, болем прима мочки, кожний день, прести день, дай співаю дівки, дівочки, поки двоні буду жіночки, та й при турботі, та й при роботі співання перестане, та й при турботі, та й при роботі співання перестане.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured Organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
for more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also find out more information about the annual Byzantine Catholic Family Day, also known as Ruskiy Den, at Kennywood Park. This takes place Thursday, July 25th, beginning at 10:30 a.m., and the schedule of events has a short service beginning at 11:30. There will be the Slaviani Folk Ensemble performance after that, luncheon at 12:30, children's games at 1:40, and bingo at 2:30. Fun day tickets, those aged 4 through 54, are $25. Senior fun day ticket, those 55 and older, $15. Super senior fun day tickets, those 70 and older, $11. Catered lunch, $15. So that is the 99th annual GCU and Byzantine Family Day, Thursday, July 25th at Kennywood Park. For more information, as I said, go to GCUUSA.com. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
Наталко, де граблі?
Граблі в студі.
А сіно?
А сіно ви порози.
Що з вами?
А кисе таке велике, що ми вчора співали.
Били мене, я не бив нікого.
мішку твердий до землички не трів, бар глибоко сховав.
The Southwest Pennsylvania branch of the Carpatho-Russian Society is looking to restart. We were known as the Pittsburgh chapter, have been dormant for a few years now, but we are looking to restart the branch. In order to do so, I need some help from you. If you are interested in being a committee member for the Southwestern Pennsylvania branch of the Carpatho-Russian Society, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. If you would like to have Russian events here in the Pittsburgh area, I cannot do it alone. I need your help. Give me a call at 412-877-9351. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and temporarily archived on my SoundCloud page. Go to SoundCloud.com and look up my name, Dean Paloka, or the tag Carpatho Russin. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брата і сестри, бар сердечко вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любіл наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730 або 96.5. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!